Okay, let's go right through with the sugya of Ishtadlus. We'll see there's a lot here. We have to work, we have to spend time and we have to work this through. He's going to approach it his way. Obviously, we'll pick up a lot of critical information, but we have to see there's a lot of, you can't deal with the subject without dealing with Rav Dessler. So we'll have to, at some point, introduce Rav Dessler into it, and then we'll see exactly what the Choyvus Alav Avos means when he says that Ishtadlus Eini Moel, Ela Ishtadlus Muchrach. It's Muchrach for your Betochen. Rebbe's whole mahalach in Betochen and Ishtadlus is that the Ishtadlus is there in order to, what's the right word, in order to mechazek, in order to protect, in order to enable Betochen. It's not two separate things. There's Ishtadlus and there's Betochen. The Betochen brings you your panosa, you get whatever you need. Ishtadlus is something you have to do because somehow you have to go through the motions of whatever. Rav Dessler connects him, but not in the fact that the Ishtadlus is doing anything about the panos. That's for sure Ishtadlus doesn't do anything to your panos. But the Ishtadlus does something to your betochen. That we have to still deal with. We can't stop the subject till we look at that. So it's a big sugya.
But not the results of
it. Sorry?
There's something to the betochen, but not the results of it.
What are the results? There's no results of betochen. The result of betochen is you have menuchas hanefesh and yeshuv hadas. That's the result of betochen. That's not even the result of betochen. That's what betochen is. Betochen means feeling secure. So what's the essence of betochen? You feel secure. Like the little child who needs to cross the road and there's cars and buses. He's very, very anxious because he has to get to the other side of the road because that's where the candy store is. And he doesn't know he's going to get there. Then his father comes, takes him by the hand, and walks him across the road. That feeling that the son has, that's called betochen. What you perhaps meant to say was, is the result of betochen, meaning the panasa or the refuah. That's not results of betochen. That's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu goes on Rosh Hashanah. But we'll see the ishtadlus is critical. It's muchrach for the betochen. That we'll see. Then we'll see. We'll see. There's two aspects of that that our mamash is critical to understand if you want to deal with this halacha lamaisa. Let's have a look and see the background to the sugya before we forget the details. Just make sure that we don't leave the subject till we've looked at it. Okay. Okay, we said we'll see this maisa from the Baal Shem Tov. Well, no maisa, they're just, okay. We have to try and extract the principles from all of this. Kuf Tzadik Beis. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh HaYo'ivir is Hashem Yitoich B'tochen Mushlam HaBederech Zuh who limited his Talmidov. He was a Baal B'tochen Mushlam. Reb Chaim V'Lozhin also. The Moedika Maisa Reb Chaim V'Lozhin reminded me to tell you off the gold watch. These guys lived in a level of B'tochen that was, you see, poshut what the Chayis HaLov HaVos says, whatever you want, you get. Okay, let's have a look.
I don't think he actually wanted the watch.
He did. He wanted to know what the time was.
It didn't need to be gold.
He said, even a gold watch. And that's happened 2 minutes later. He got a gold watch. He wanted to know what the time was. Okay, well, let's try and stick to the text as much as we can for now. But you're right. You know which mice I'm talking about. Yeah. He dedicated many, many hours to working on this. The Chofetz Chaim used to go into the forest to work on his betochen. Work on his betochen. The Chofetz Chaim spent hours working on his betochen. Maisa b'chosid mitalmidov or mitalmida talmidov shirotzin esol rabbi. One of his talmidim or talmidim wanted to go visit his rebbe. He didn't have his money to pay for the journey. If you need money, what do? You daven. Whenever he needed money, he would daven to Hashem from the depths of his heart, and Hashem would answer him. On his way to the Beis Midrash, he's going to go daven. He needed money to go on the journey. He sees a gold coin there lying in the mud. He's very excited. His prayers just got answered, right? Nah. Ulam hu lo yirimo. El apona shuv al alavim shu b'shamayim v'omer. Now he turns to Hashem and he says, Ribbono shel Olam, ani mevakesh mimcha matbeya noki lelo rovov. I'm asking for a clean coin, not one that's lying in the pot. I have to bend down, take it and clean it. Ve shtadles yoter midai. I'm not prepared to. Oysa chotzit shechaybe betochen gomer b'Hashem. Yigile medrege kol gevur. He reached such a high level of betochen that he understood that for him to go and dirty his hands with mud and everything, in order to acquire money, that's too much ishtadlis for him on his level. Sounds a bit strange, but we'll see. So he went off to the Beis Midrash. He hasn't got money, so he can't go visit the Rebbe. So he sits and learning. Shakal achamikain, ovasham yudi oshir, veroy samadbeya, hamunachetz bebot. Some rich guy traveling noticed this gold coin in the bots. Hayu harima, kinaychoto mi'abot, shinidbakbo, umichiben shelo yatzar tzarichlo. He took it, he cleaned it, he made it nice. He decided, you know, I don't really need this money. Rich guy. So he decided when he goes to the Beis Midrash, he'll give it to one of the Talmidim that are learning in the Beis Midrash. He walked in, he saw the first one he saw was this chosid. He knew who he was, he understood his situation, he gave it to him. So the chosid asked him, where did this gold coin come from? He found it in the bots. He found it in the bots. He found it in the bots. He found it in the He didn't make the ishtadlis. He didn't bend down and pick up the coin. Was he meant to get the coin? He was going to get one way or another. He was going to get it through the ishtadlis. He was going to get it without the ishtadlis. That's on his darga. We have to see. We will discuss the dargas. I told you when we get to Avdesta, we'll discuss the dargas and try and see how that relates to us. Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld lived in abject poverty, as everybody knows, beyond abject poverty. But he would never borrow. If there was food, there was food. If there wasn't food, there wasn't food. They lived in a different living world. You know, the matzav got very, very bad. And the Rebbetzin couldn't anymore. So she went to the next door neighbor and she borrowed a loaf of bread. Loaf of bread. She looked. He came home. There was bread on the table. So he washed, said a motzi, put the bread in his mouth. And as he put the bread in his mouth, the Rebbetzin said, I borrowed the bread. He got a big shock. It's like, anyway, he ate just enough so he could bench. He got up, left the house. Now the neighbor who she borrowed bread from understood there was going to be a mice. He lived next door to Provost Holt. He understood the Rebbetzin's borrowing bread. This is not a daily event. There's something's going to happen here. So he stood outside watching the event. As Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld walked outside, he was standing there sort of hiding around the wall, whatever. Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld said, I see that I have to make ishtadlis. She's not holding, I have to make ishtadlis. What's he going to do? The Natam, the old Mishal, what's the ishtadlis is going to do? So he followed him. He was a Rappaport. I don't remember who it was. He was one of the Rappaports. So he followed him. He walked a little away from the house and he kicked around in the dust and he found two gold coins, put them in his pocket and he went home. For him, that was too much ishtadlis.
Yeah.
He held there was too much ishtadlis. So why did he match himself the ishtadlis? Because his wife needed it. It's not just tolu on you. Sometimes there's things going on around you that you also have to take into account. He felt that she's not holding. I have to make ishtadlis. After that, they say that he davened that she should also have betochen and eventually didn't have to make any more ishtadlis.
They're saying that the ishtadlis of a person is totally also on other people as well.
Yes, on people two, that you're responsible
two kinds
for.
Of ishtadlis.
On people that you're responsible for. No, there's only one type of ishtadlis. What mechayev your ishtadlis?
If I need one thing and wife needs something else, I could have two kinds of ishtadlis. One for me, one for what my wife wants, no?
Well, yeah. For the officer, I'm sorry, fault, there was no need to make any ishtadlis. If there's bread, there's bread. There's no bread. Not saying because he had the betochen, he'd have the bread. No, there's no bread, there's no bread. But I don't borrow. With Sacheni, you're responsible. Chavis Lavava says, oh, stickle. There's other people you're responsible for. There, the Ishtadlis has to be looked at differently. Maybe. It's very, very difficult. That's why we want to make sense out of it. The goal, Yarabwaisa, is not to come away more confused than we are now. The goal is to get clarity. Well, sometimes to get clarity, you have to go through the caches. You have to go through the difficulties in order to get clarity. The goal is to get clarity. Of course. Yeah. How do you learn a daf Gemara?
I want a clean coin.
How do you learn it? Yeah. How do you learn Gemara? For me to have walked past that coin and not been down and picked it up would have been posh. It would have been, could be an Aveda. Not even crazy. I'm not crazy for sure. I'm thinking about an Aveda. Could you get a toss to do such a thing? We have to know who you are. Okay, we'll get there. That's the hardest thing. That's the thing that much bends more than anything. It's trying to see where the five levels of the coin. Very, very much bend. We'll see.
It's always changing.
Slowly. We haven't even seen it yet. Slowly. Yeah. First the cloud in the place. Okay. In Cain, Adaina Shaila became some meta. Sima Kolish Bukhum and Yen, Shenasa, avoided Lolo Tachlis. Kobus all of us said, Nishtadis is Ainu Moya. So Kolish Bukhum wants us doing things that has no point, no purpose. The law said, Klum, what have to do it? Danu Sheni is Gael, Litrech, and Nishtadal Amroch, Ain Lotu Elis per Memanyan. Hashem wants us to do Nishtadis. But there's no reason to do it. There's absolutely no purpose. Hashem wants us to be oived in purposeless work, according to Mr. Baraita, to give somebody work that doesn't have any toilet. No? It could be Nisa Daraisa, no?
It's got a purpose.
No, it doesn't have a purpose. What does it have a purpose?
We've got a din to do it.
Why? It doesn't do anything. I want you please to take sand and throw it into the sea. Why? Because you have a chiv to do it. I was in Osek Klum. There's enough sand in the sea and nobody's upset with the sand on the beach. What if you throw the sand on the beach?
We learn from our other mission that we have to do work.
Yeah, but I came out, someone wants us to do work that doesn't do anything. The Chavis Olam just said, any moils, they law say klum. So Hashem wants me to be like the little kid with the Fisher Price standing there going,
what can I do? We have to do it.
If you're happy to do something that's an Issa the Raisa the whole day, it's also to do something that has no purpose. And Hashem's making me do that as their purpose. Obviously, there's an answer to this question. I'm going to make the question clear. Chavis Olam says, Ishtadlis ainu moils, they law say klum. So what, Hashem's manyen that I do things that doesn't have a purpose?
Yes,
sir. No, it can't be. It's an Issa the Raisa. The Chavis Olam says it doesn't.
But it has a purpose because it's going to achieve. You've got to do something.
Bring him a call for what you say.
I mean, it has a purpose.
The Chavis Olam says it doesn't. You're on with the Chavis Olam. Okay. No, any shubaya. So then the Chavis Olam is lying. Because he says it doesn't have a purpose. Chavis Olam says he studies any moya. That means I don't do nothing. Get the words of the Rishon clear. Now you want to argue with that because you don't like it. There may be other Rishon. No, also what you makor. I have a makor the Chavis Olam. What you're learning now, he studies any moya. We lost a clue. And the question he's asking is, so why does Hashem want us to do something? It doesn't do anything. So let's understand what's going on. Obviously, it does something. But we have to discover what that is and why does the Chavis Olam express it in these terms. Aliba de MS. This is what I was thinking maybe you had a call for. There's a big machlekes on this amongst the gedoyli oilom. Shitas Haramban. He shodem abatech bekodesh bochum b'betochon mole reishel avatei leishtadlus so mikol v'kol. According to the Ramban, somebody who has betochon mole, he doesn't have to make any shtadlus whatsoever. V'afilum chole yevakesh me'ashem shiirafo. V'alo nidosh b'raifim. If somebody's sick, he doesn't tell the doctors. The Ramban holds it's also to go to a doctor if you're holding there. What's Chazal telling me? What the Pasuk tells me that the Pasuk says over Rappi Yerappi learns the Ramban, but can't she need the Roshus the Reife the Rappi? Hatshuva he had a Rappi, he had no Senes. Hatoyra Tiras Sias Yishtadus LaAdam Shaim Bitchoyne Shalom Lidroish B'Reife. Somebody's betochen is not Shalom, the Torah gives him permission to go to a doctor. V'ine Mishu Bitchoyne Shalom, Halala Soit Yishtadus L'Rufay Sifal, he shouldn't be going to doctors, he shouldn't be making any Ishtadlis for a fur. Because if a Tanai Shachet Bitchoyne Shalom Hashem, obviously he has to be holding in the Tanai, which is his betochen, his Shalom in Hashem, which is not such an easy, you know, that's not talking to any of us yet. That's not our problem. We have to make Ishtadlis. Our problem is going to be why and how much. Before some Shiribisal Salam to Dorish Pama Vesamidra Shavatach Hashem betochen Goma Yetabu Vadanes Mishaloise. Somebody has betochen mushlam, you get what you want. If you don't, it's a raya that you betochen is a mushlam. The famous maaser. When Hashem Yerudish Kibbalist Vorov Betminus, Piyotza Konakati Spies, Medele Rosa Kimiyayom Valo, Enu Yaitzil Omu Banosa Kimediyom, his betochen is sholeh. He doesn't have to make his shtadlis. So, what's he going to do with the time that he has now that he's not working? He's going to sit and learn. It's another important thing to remember, Rav Yossi says. If you're doing less ishtadlis because you have betochen, the time is to use for avodas Hashem, but you can sleep an hour later now because you don't have to go to work. That's not betochen. Betochen works both ways. Anyway, this guy was an Elah Chayit, and he's going to the Beis Midrash. He's going to win the pious nil, not tzarich, and he has betochen sholem. It's not normal what he's doing, because Rabbi Yisrael Salanta understood who lost sham, and he sees it not working anymore. For shteis, he says to him, "What's going on day by day? How are you making panosa? What's going on?" Ma'amin ani be'mon shleim be'kol dvarei harav ulochein kaniti kati sakrala betochni b'shem she'es kolapach. I heard what the Rav said. I betochen shleim. Shalem, and I know I bought the lotto and I'm gonna win. Rishoma Dora Yetzielo Rishol Tananta Ifte. Rishol Tananta said, I want to do a deal with you. What's the deal? Haudi Yimko is a Katis Rishol Tananta, but Besach Hameshes Alephim Rubel. The Agrala was for 20,000 rubles. He offered him 5,000 rubles for the Katis. Good deal, no? Bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. And the Yid was very happy with the deal. And he agreed. You can see from here that your betochen is not solid. Which idiot sends 25,000 rubles for 5,000 rubles? If your betochen is solid, means you're holding 20,000 rubles in your hand here. This katis agrala is worth 20,000 rubles, and you're betochen in shalom that you're going to win it. So why do you sell it for 5,000 rubles? Must be that your betochen is not shalom. I'll give you 100 shekels for your 200 shekels. You must skim? No, why would I? Because you know you've got 200 shekels, and you're not selling it for 100 shekels. But if you're not sure if it's 200 shekels, maybe it's 20, I don't remember. So then for sure you'd grab it, right? One of my kids once got 100 shekels. They thought it was mezuyaf. I had a look at it. I was sure it wasn't. I thought it was. I said, I'll give you 50 shekels for it. 50 shekels for the 100. Very exciting. You're selling 100 shekels for 50 shekels? It's because you don't believe it's worth 100 shekels. Otherwise, why would you sell it? It's the same thing here. They were very upset when I... And I took it to the chain and put in the machine, and it was good. They learned a good lesson. I can't remember who it was either. It was my son-in-law. Anyway, but that's the maaser. Why do you send $10,000 for $5,000? So that's the first thing. That's a shittas haramban. Now. that really has very little to do with us. Very little to do with us. We'll see Mitzvah Shem when we did this last time. We saw Mitzvah Shem Solomon takes apart, it's Rav Desli Lamaisa, takes apart the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. Ramban holds it's also to go to a doctor. The Rambam holds it's a mitzvah chiyuv to go to the doctor. Rav Desli explains there's no Machlokes. One talking about when there's a Novi and the one talking about when there's no Novi. The Nekudas HaMachlokes is more dark. You'll see. Well, it's good that you sit inside it. Also, Machazat, the betochen when it comes to refuah. Because it's not the same as we mentioned yesterday in other areas. Shittas Ba'achoyevah Salavavas. Let's see the other shita here, which is more relevant to us. The shittas Rishonim Nosofim. Ki ki ha'ishtadlis hi choyva. Ve'ein adam yoichel lepotes atzmoy mimenu. Shekein ha'ishtadlis hi shlichus miyuchedis mes Hashem Kolam. Ishtadlis is a chiyuv, and you can't potter yourself from it. The Chumash does have a few exceptions of people that can potter themselves. That gets very similar to the Ramban. About Roiv Ruba of people need to make ishtadlis because it's a chiyuv, because it's a shlichus miyuchedus mehashem ubeim tzoyse and umefarsimim meshmoy bekoloim. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that is subsumed in the greater mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. Now, the Chovos HaLevavos doesn't say that exactly. Chovos HaLevavos gives other reasons why you have to make ishtadlis. We'll see. Yeah.
It means when you're doing ishtadlis, it's not just ishtadlis, it means to bring it to panasa.
No, for sure it's not that. We already said that. It's the enum oil. The law said klum for panasa.
It's just
only for kiddush Hashem. We'll see. Yes.
Then if the ishtadlis you're doing is not a kiddush Hashem, it's not proper ishtadlis.
If you're making ishtadlis, not a kiddush Hashem, not only over the is of chilul Hashem, but you won't go to the
point of ishtadlis. I'm not thinking of words chilul Hashem. It's just not kiddush Hashem.
What do you mean? If it's not a kiddush Hashem, you did something that's not a kiddush Hashem. Okay, we'll see. We'll get to the shus. We'll see when we get to the shus aspects of it. We'll maybe see that. If you do your business, the Rabbi Solomon says one of the reasons Hashem makes us do ishtadlis, and he wants to test us to see that we'll make ishtadlis, that's the fi alocha. There's a big nisoy when you're out there in the world to do dodgy deals, to do things that are not exactly in a fi shulchan aruch, yeah? Because everyone does it, or it's gray areas. We're learning Chovos HaLevavos 35, 40 years. Rosh Hashiva used to learn, like in the middle of the Chasam Sofi, used to learn Chovos HaLevavos 15 minutes before the Gemara Shia. So we learned Chovos HaLevavos. It's also Balabatim in the Shia. So one of the Balabatim of the Rosh Hashiva, what is Ishtadlis today for us? Sorry, what is Betochen for us today? There's Ramban, the Chovos HaLevavos, Gevaldik, down here in the box. What's out? So he said to him, it's avoiding the gray areas. Betochen for you is avoiding the gray areas. Do you think that Avada Osir no one's going to do? They're not doing any Ishtadlis. It's also not for us. But there's a lot of things in the business world that everyone does. It's hard to find where it's also, but you know, the law said it. The things that everybody kind of, you know, people do dodgy things. I don't want to talk about tax. Tax is another story. We're talking about ishtadlis. What in the world are ishtadlis? Could be that in certain areas, tax, not paying tax, could be muta. Whatever the Shulchan Aruch says. The example of tax, you have to pay tax, but I'm saying it could be that they're charging too much tax. These are complicated sugyas. You don't always have to do whatever the government does. If the government wants you to do something that's against Torah, you don't have to listen to them. Just make sure you don't get caught, because then there's a chilul Hashem. There was a big question in South Africa when there was forex restrictions. You weren't allowed to take money out the country. So that's going to get the Torah. The Torah does not understand. It's also to feed the Torah. I worked for this money. I paid tax. It's my money. The government can't tell me what to do with that money. The Rabbonim held that it was Mayachuz Muta to smuggle money out the country. Din of the Mukhus, when it goes against the Torah, you don't have to listen to. The one of the Rabbonim held that you can't. It was also, anyway, I'm not getting into that. My Rebbe held that you couldn't do it in ways that you could get caught. If you did get caught, you couldn't do it because of the Peshas of Filal Hashem. But there were ways to do it that you couldn't get caught. It was impossible to get caught. That's the gray area. So he held it. That's Me'achuz Muta, because the Torah lets you do it. We look at what the Torah says is awesome. So that's the other reason the Chovos HaLevavos says you have to make Ishtadlis, because Hashem's testing you to see whether you'll be Ne'eman to the Torah in your world of Ishtadlis. Naz Bizoit B'moshel. Let's bring him. Well, let's stop. Okay. So we won't bring a Moshel.
Tomorrow.
We'll do that tomorrow, Bizoit Hashem.